Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Junto Presents. Podcast for genre fiction and audio drama. We bring you an original presentation performed by talented Hollywood actors utilizing top-notch audio production techniques. Join us at Franklin Manor, home to the Junto, a gentleman's club in the classic style where adventurers, mystics, and other unique individuals gather to socialize and conduct their private business. We offer you a glimpse at the strange and wonderful things to be found there. So please, sit back, relax, and enjoy the Junto Presents.
Hello, and welcome to this week's Transpondence from the Archives of Franklin Manor. My name is David Parkin.
And I'm Robert Gibbs. We thank you for joining us on this, the week of Halloween.
You might imagine that this time of year would be a lot of fun around the manor, but the truth is, the grounds become a sort of crossroads for various factions in the Junto, each with seasonal traditions that overlap with each other.
It can get contentious.
To say the least.
For instance, around this time of year, the Ascension Pumpkin Patch tends to get real hostile as people start looking to make jack-o'-lanterns and pie. So just this morning, it began threatening the Court of Weeping Willows.
We should clarify that the Court of Weeping Willows aren't trees, but mourners for Harper Willow, an infamous member of the Junto who died on Halloween night.
Right. And that's before you even get inside. Unfortunately, Misery Bellamy, the manor's architect, only thought to include one altar of transfiguration inside the building. And it often seems like every coven and unholy order affiliated with the club wants to raise someone from the dead this time of year.
You can't really predict how long something like that's going to take.
Yeah. Scheduling's a nightmare.
Literally.
And yes.
For that reason, we're broadcasting from one of the only quiet spots left on the grounds, the scullery. In most homes, that's a small kitchen used for washing dishes or other household work, but in Franklin Manor, we use ours to store skulls.
Right. It became a tradition more than a century ago for prominent members to leave their skulls to the club as a way of establishing a permanent residence here. The collection eventually grew so large, we needed a place to put it, and what better place for skulls than a scullery?
We'd like to thank our roommates for the evening for agreeing not to sing while we're recording.
Yes. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Hurry it up.
Okay. As archivists and historians in this old New England manor, we take a particular interest in the roots and the traditions of Halloween.
So in honor of the holiday, we thought it'd be fun to share a story from the archives explaining how it came about.
Which isn't the story most people have heard.
Not at all.
Tonight, we give you the Jack of Lanterns.
There's a story from New England Bay of dark fates unforeseen. For the song of dear old Alloway is the birth of Halloween. In a time before New Amsterdam, through a misty, hopeless holler, a smith formed lanterns so fine forged they fetched a silver dollar. They called Jack the Jack of Lanterns. He was known throughout the Dales as a prankster, huckster, liar, and the teller of tall tales. Oh, hear the warm wind through the trees. Jack loves to spout hyperbole. One evening, Jack would bloviate, he found a sleeping vagrant and went through the drunkard's pockets, but he found the pockets vacant. Aha! Up jumped the vagabond and shouted in the air, I'm the one they call the devil, and you've fallen in my snare. That mingy while, the hooved one sang, has sealed up tight your fate. For thieves like you, Jack, will become damnation candidates. Oh, hear the moaning of the mist. Will Jack survive this hopeless twist? I've no recourse, Jack did admit. My soul has gone awry. But please allow one last request in one last pumpkin pie. Take your gourd, scoffed Hellfire's ward. But Jack warned of the flagrance. 'Tis unfair to farm for fair, he said, without offer of a payment. The fiend agreed and turned into a coin inside Jack's trousers. But in there was a crucifix that claimed the Red One's powers. Oh, hear the murmurs of the night. Has Jack beguiled the hellfire sprite? Jack knew he had the upper hand, so the devil did agree that Jack would never enter hell if he set the devil free. But beware, my friend, I know firsthand, replied the fork-tailed troll. A life of sin without remorse will breed a tortured soul. But as Jack mocked the Red One's gaff, his words fell to the wind. He sent the hell beast on his way and filled his life with sin. Oh, hear the whispers of the moon. What repercussions has Jack hewn? Years later, as the harvests failed, the town sought one to blame, and mutters of black magic sparked an all-consuming flame. But who's the cause, the townsfolk asked, of crops and fields turned cold? Why, the one who met the devil, the Jack of Lanterns fits the mold. The night of lies and liars sounded witchcraft in their guise. For on a hangman's moonlit rope, Jack met with his demise. Oh, hear the wailings of the crypt. There's woe within this manuscript. As Jack approached the pearly gates, St. Peter kept them closed. Regardless of the deal he'd made, Jack's sins kept him deposed. From heaven, he was sent down south, but the devil kept his pledge. As a man without eternity, Jack was cursed to limbo's edge. While the Dark One danced a happy jig, so boastful in his glory, Jack knelt and stole an ember from the burning hellfire quarry. Oh, hear the bellows in the fire. Has Jack found refuge from the mire? Jack's banishment was back to earth, to roam an undead plight. But the bright ember held power o'er the creatures of the night. The ghosts and goblins, snakes and rats, crows, spiders, wolves and bats, all acted to their master's will beneath his old straw hat. Jack came back to the pumpkin patch and picked one, great and round. He carved in it a goblin's face and placed the coal in, sound. Oh, hear the breathing in the dark. Jack's now the nightmare's patriarch. They called it the Eve of Hallows, the night they killed old Jack. For the last night of October was the night that Jack came back. The stalking ghosts and goblins filled old Alloway with fear, with tricks and scares and guarantees he'd return every year. To anticipate this horrid date, some carved a goblin's scowl into a pumpkin at their door, fooling horrors on the prowl. Oh, hear the sobs from the cesspool. The jack-o'-lanterns fooled the ghouls. The decoys of Jack's lantern turned the ghosts into a joke, as children dressed just like the pests, playing tricks in masks and cloaks. To anchor all the pranksters, townsfolk called out from the streets. These costumed ghouls and goblins then presented them with sweets. The hooded rats and hoodlums became extortionists. Get a trick or give a treat, the young ones would insist. Oh, hear the revel of the fray. Jack's night became a holiday. Carved pumpkins, masks, and candy spread on wind like seeds of cotton. A tradition of joy, fun, and laughs, but Jack has not forgotten. For one night soon, a goblin moon will cast the world in shadows. A night in which Jack will enrich his power o'er the hallows. And on the night a full moon glows October 31st, no jack-o'-lantern will save you from the jack-o'-lantern's curse. Oh, hear the sound of your own screams. Jack comes for you this Halloween.
There's a spookin' Tin Pan Alley, walking on the piano keys. He's a jiving ghost who can make the most of his rhythmic tendencies. So better watch out, someone's about haunting the town with new kinds of rhythm. You may meet the boogie woogie boogeyman. Better beware, better take care, 'cause if you don't, you'll go along with him when you meet the boogie woogie boogeyman. If you see him once, he'll really hex you. Yes, that man can really vex you. With his face, he almost wrecks you. Put the boogie, better get wise, 'cause if he tries, he will soon have you beating his rhythm when you meet the boogie woogie boogeyman. Be sure every night that you lock the door tight, turning on every light, making all the room bright. If you don't do it right, what a terrible fright he will give you when he comes. He'll swing through the door, really get sore, cutting rugs on the floor by the hundreds or more. As he sings, he will pound with a horrible sound like 100 million drums. If you see him once, he really hex you. Yes, that man can really vex you. With his face, he almost wrecks you. Stay out of two boogie woogie. Better get wise, 'cause if he tries, he will soon have you beating his rhythm. When you meet, you beat your feet. Your joint ain't neat, but the rhythm's sweet. So if you don't, you go along. Then you think you're doing all wrong. When you hear the woogie song of the boogie woogie boogie man.
Tonight's program was produced by Mr. Robert J. Gibbs, written by Mr. David Parkin, directed by David Parkin and Robert J. Gibbs, and edited by Mr. Timothy Thompson, featuring a performance by James Keegan, with additional recording by Rob Waters, and a musical performance by the Bryan Sisters. I am your announcer, James K. Riley, reminding you that the Junto are dedicated to mutual improvement in the lives and business they embody. Who are the Junto? Perhaps, dear listener, the Junto is you.